Right after Rita and Ike, Houston Food Not Bombs didn't miss a night. Before MREs were distributed by the city, we were serving full meals. After Katrina, we sent carloads of full of food to New Orleans that got there far before any federal assistance. FEMA referred folks in need to us, and we were ready to handle them. Under the proposed amendments, it would be a crime to help people in need without being approved and registered to do so, or to do so through appropriate and approved channels. If this amendment passes in the aftermath of a hurricane, it would still be a crime for us to feed people our healthy homemade vegetarian food. Imagine the scene. A hurricane has just hit Houston. Power is out across the city, and there are hungry folks. Groups like Food Not Bombs that once possessed years of experience feeding hungry people will no longer be around, and even if we were, it would still be illegal for us to take stored food from our homes and share it with those out on the streets, because we would not have the approval, we would not have had the health inspection, and we would be transporting them in our private vehicles. Secondly, there's been many speeches here about how we could just go join a church and channel our efforts through that. As an atheist, my religious freedom is immediately harmed.
Thank you. Sorry, your time has expired. Thank you.
Councilmember Brown.
Please wrap up your thoughts, please.
Thank you. As an atheist, my religious freedom is immediately harmed and restricted by being forced to fulfill something I have an ethical commitment to, which is feeding those in need and providing shelter to save lives, which I view as a first cause and good, by promoting and being forced to participate in religious indoctrination, which my own time on the streets did make me have, I did experience with Search, and to a lesser extent with the Beacon in it, especially with Salvation Army of Darkness. Thank you.
Mr. Benjamin, I have a question for you. The previous speaker suggested that those who do not practice their charity, or whatever you want to call it, with one of the larger organizations is not productive. Do you agree with that assessment?
I would actually explicitly disagree. Something I have done with my friends and family is go out in the middle of the night on nights when it's been below freezing, handing out blankets and food we purchased from Taco Bell, which, by the way, would still be forbidden by this ordinance, to those who had no need and had no shelter right then. So obviously, we were assisting people who had no... had not gotten it otherwise.
Is there a motion to extend time? Or, Councilmember, are you done? Thank you.